You don't think of a graveyard as a place where children would play, but here, that was the case. And because of who was playing around those gravestones, it gave us some of the classic stories we still know today. It's this edition of The American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Prepare for the future of ag technology at Farm Journal Media's Ag Tech Expo, December 3rd through the 5th in Indianapolis. Whether you're a novice or a tech-savvy early adapter, Ag Tech is your go-to source for the latest in the industry. Customize your event experience and gain a competitive edge with more than 25 educational breakout sessions focused on precision ag, using data, machinery and iron, and sustainable technology. Grower and retailer registrations only $99. Sign up today at www.farmjournalagtechexpo.com.
As Karen Frazier at the Historical Society of Tarrytown and Sleepy Hollow, New York explains, he's an important historical figure named for another important historical figure.
Washington Irving was actually named after George Washington. I'm sure a lot of children were at that point. Washington Irving was born the same week that Cornwallis surrendered.
Washington Irving grew up in New York City, but he had a connection to another nearby area.
He was considered to be kind of weak of constitution. He was liable to get sick if something was going around. He would be sent up here to what was the country. He stayed with the Paulding family. The Pauldings were a family that lived here in the area, and they were members of the Old Dutch Church.
The Pauldings lived up the Hudson River near Tarrytown, New York.
Church was an all-day affair. You would come in the morning. There would be a sermon in the morning. If the weather was nice, everyone would go out into the churchyard or among the graves and have their picnic lunches and then go back in for more church. But a lot of the kids would actually hide behind the bigger gravestones and wait for everybody else to go inside.
And then the kids would play in the wooded hills above the church. That playtime greatly influenced Irving's work.
So he got to know the people who were buried there, as well as the people who were attending the church, a lot of them who had lived through the Revolution. And he was, like I said, fascinated by the stories about the Revolution. So he kind of absorbed all of that. He absorbed the names on the stones. He absorbed the stories about the people who lived here.
And versions of those names and tales would someday become part of the stories he would write that are still with us today, including the events of a place called Sleepy Hollow. More next time as we travel the countryside. Tarrytown, New York. I'm Andrew McCray.